Soon as we wake up in the morning, that's when the voices start. It don't take long before they're gone, from your head right to your heart. We got fears about the future, regrets about the past, and stuff we're not sure where it's from, but it's coming on fast. We're all thinking stuff together, but we're feeling all alone. And we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention, and they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. 'Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. And if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away. It's what we're thinking about. 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 It's painting the scenes of our lives.
Well, here we are. Welcome to the show. I'm Ken Ludwig, and this is what we're thinking about. This is your resource for learning to swim in the infinite ocean of pure potentiality. This is an island of affirmative intentionality in a sea of negativity. This is the place to free yourself from sentiments of blaming, of resentment, from all those thoughts of lack and limitation. This is where you learn to lift yourself up. Lift yourself up from the depths of the conspiracy theorists, the naysayers, all of this who are anti-this and anti-that and anti-everything. Now, I know you know who I mean. These are the people who would totally disempower us all with their messages of how we're being taken advantage of, how we are being used, how the government, the cults, the Zionists, the globalists, and every other special interest group imaginable, you just name them, how they are all in charge. And you? Well, you, of course, are in control of nothing. You, my friend, are powerless. Here, this show, here is where we draw the line. This show is where we raise ourselves up and declare that we will no longer be the victims of the voices of negativity, not even the voices in our own heads. The motto of this network, the Republic Broadcasting Network, is because you can handle the truth. Well, on this show, we're going to talk about real truth, about universal truth, about the truth of spiritual principles. Gandhi had a theory. It's been referred to as truth power. And the basic idea is that we are all capable of recognizing the great truths of life. Now, I'm here to prove that theory, because I totally believe that no matter what your religious beliefs, no matter what philosophy of life or spiritual path you follow, you can and you will recognize the great metaphysical truths of the universe. And that is what we are going to focus on. You are in control. You absolutely are the co-creator of your reality. You can decide and choose to no longer be the victim, and you can do it by virtue of what you're thinking about. Now, that's the name of this show, and that, my friends, is absolutely the truth of your life. So as I said, welcome to the show. It is a beautiful Wednesday night. It is raining cats and dogs here in Colorado. It is there's a nice electrical storm going, so that's always a touch-and-go thing. Let's see how the Internet reacts to a little Colorado lightning. We have some updates for you tonight. We are really going to wing it tonight. I have just kind of left the whole show wide open to kind of stream of consciousness stuff. We'll see where that takes us. That means that I would love to know what you're thinking about. So 1-800-313-9443 is the call-in number. That's 1-800-313-9443. Let's compare notes tonight. Let's talk about what you're thinking about, and we can see if it's anywhere close to what I'm thinking about and see what we can come up with between the two of us. I'd love to have it work that way tonight. I do have some updates. I have no guests in the very near future, but we have a real big change coming on what we're thinking about, and I hope that it's going to please you, because I know it's going to please me. Jonathan Kozol said, pick battles big enough to matter, but small enough to win. We're going to take a break right here. I'm Ken Ludwig. This is what we're thinking about. Talk to you in three.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah. DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking when everybody screams. In every new election, we reach another low. But unless we work together, where do we think we'll go? Well, we used to have Walter Cronkite for a half hour every day. Now it's 24/7 red alert. News folks won't go away, and then plant those pictures in our minds like a billion nasty weeds, till it makes it hard for us to find some place to plant our seeds. And it might just be the off switch is the best control of all, 'cause there ain't no TV hero gonna catch you when you fall. It's what you're thinking about.
It's what we're thinking about.
It's what we're thinking about. About revenge, an eye for every eye. Then it's all about getting even, settling up before you die. Some folks think forgiveness, the high road to the heart, is the only way we'll get there. now's the time to start. We all make up our own minds which way we're gonna go. Some things they tell you to believe, other things you just know. We got a big investment, and war is the only way. Lots of people thinking that that's the truth today, that the world is just a sandbox now, a game of push and shove. Other folks thinking that there is no power greater than love. And we're not left alone here to wait for peace to come. We've been given all the tools we need. Let's start using some. It's what we're thinking about.
Welcome back to the show. I just thought I'd let that play through one time. We haven't done that in a very long time. And the truth is, I had a reason to let it play through tonight because I think it's probably one of the very last times that the evening audience is going to get to hear that song played through. The reason is that we have big news here on what we're thinking about. We are moving the show. Instead of being on for just an hour, three nights a week, we are going to go to 2 hours on Saturday morning. I think it's going to be a very great time to be on. And since we tell time at RBN in Central Time in the United States, it is on from 10 o'clock in the morning till noon on Saturdays. And that is going to start a week from this Saturday, which would be August 25th. And I hope all of my loyal listeners, both of you, I hope you will show up on Saturday morning. And we'll have a whole new group of people hopefully getting the message. And it'll be very interesting to see. I'm looking tonight to talk to anyone. I mentioned at the top of the show that I'm going to do this stream of consciousness tonight. I really don't have a whole lot of anything planned. I'd like to know what you're thinking about. It's 1-800-313-9443. One piece of business I like to talk about here once in a while is Republic Trading. Republic Trading is a company that specializes in making sure that your assets are going to be worth what you think they're going to be worth. And one of the ways in hard assets to hedge against the downward pressure of inflation on your investments. Republic Trading, when you do business with them, helps to support Republic Broadcasting. So if you would give them a call and find out a little bit more how you can shore up your investments and in particular your retirement accounts, give them a buzz at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, once you make a decision, the universe conspires to make it happen. We've talked in that realm many times on this show, and I think that is kind of the way I'm looking at this move to Saturday mornings. The entire universe is conspiring for the highest and best of what we're thinking about and my intentions. And my intentions, of course, are to touch as many souls as I can, to bring as many people into a mindset of positive living, into a more spiritual way of life, to free people from that default thinking, that place of victimhood that we so easily slide into. And I think it's important that the message get out. It's a message that is part and parcel of the philosophy I live by, which is the philosophy of the science of mind, something pretty much put down on paper by the great religious philosopher Ernest Holmes, who was part and parcel of the group that would be called the Transcendentalists from the late 1800s into the mid-1900s, people who would have included Ralph Waldo Emerson and Henry David Thoreau and Judge Thomas Troward, Emma Curtis Hopkins, the Fillmores, the people who came out of some religious traditions that would be well-known, Unity and Christian Science, and, of course, Ernest Holmes with religious science, which would be different from Christian Science. It's also not Scientology, for those of you out there who have that question floating through your head, because that one always pops up. It is not a cult. It is absolutely, without any question, a religious philosophy. It's a philosophy of life. It's a philosophy of living in the now, living in the present, living for exactly your highest and best, as opposed to the fear, guilt, and other negative emotions and feelings that surround most organized religions. In fact, when it came time to make the decision that the Church of Religious Science would come into existence, Ernest Holmes was very adamant about the fact. First of all, he didn't want it to become a church. Originally it was an educational institution, and he wanted it to stay that way. But when he acquiesced to let it become a church, he said it must remain open at the top. And his reference there was that there would be the entire church would be very short on dogma, rules, regulations. It would be very much open to how society flows into the changes in the way we live our lives. And there's no doubt that our lives are very different. The way we live our lives right now is very different than we did 1,000 years ago, even 100 years ago. And that our religious philosophies and our ways of life, the values that we hold, must change with technology, with society, with the smaller globe concept. I know there's a lot of ranting and raving that goes on this network about the globalists. But you know what? There's a certain amount of global consciousness that you just can't get away from no matter what. And I have a tough time even buying into the theories that there are actually people out there who are going to try and make one global government. And you know what? They can try that stuff all they want. They got an uphill battle, and it ain't ever going to happen. And it doesn't matter who's railing against it, who's rooting for it. It's just flat out not going to happen. There's an attitude that I think comes in my generation. I think it comes with people as – not just my generation. It comes with everybody when you get later into life and you get into your 40s and 50s. People get into a mentality of, is there more to life? The attitude that I think leads us back to God, if you will, because so many people find themselves later in life wondering, there's got to be more than just – you know, work to bar to bed and back again, man, because there's got to be more involved. It's a bigger picture than that. And I think that leads us all back to some of us back to a religion of our youth, some of us to maybe become more involved in a religious philosophy that we have followed most of our lives. But I think it all comes down to the one key point, and that is we wind up seeking God. And I think it's important to make the point that you don't have to seek God. What you have to do is accept God. Because God has been waiting on you all along. You may have been separated, quotes, separated, by your own thought processes, by your own activities. You may have considered yourself separated from any kind of belief system or from God or from religion or from whatever, but the truth is, it was just that you considered yourself to be that way because you were never, ever separated from the divine, because very plain and simply, you can't be. You are an individuation of that oneness, and you can never, ever be separated. So it's really about just kind of accepting it. Ram Dass said, and he's got a great little book called One Liners, and the subtitle is A Mini Manual for a Spiritual Life. And it's something he wrote after his stroke. For those of you who are familiar with Ram Dass, he has been around for quite some time. He is he's a party boy who converted to becoming a Buddhist monk. And he's got a lot of aha moments in this book that came from, as a result of his stroke. He considered his stroke to be quite a blessing. And here's one quote of his. A woman told me that she was a seeker. So I asked her, have you ever thought about being a finder? And that, I think, is the point I'm trying to make, is that you don't seek God. All you have to do is stop, open your heart, and accept God, and you will find that it has been within yourself all along. I think it's an important point to make. I think it is... it's something that occurs to us as we get older. I don't know why that is. I don't know why I'm conscious of it tonight. Maybe because I've come across a couple of old friends and some of their tribulations. I recognize that as they went deeper into life, they found their answers. It was not, none of it was on the surface. It was all deep within. And so much of what what occurs to us in this life comes out of our negative experiences, and I find that to be incredibly unfortunate. I think that if we were to take the time and to learn how to retrain our brains, something that I work on very, very diligently with my coaching clients, retraining your brain is not only possible, it's what it's all about when it comes to changing your thinking from the negative to the positive. Time for a break. This is Ken Ludwig. This is what we're thinking about. Talk to you in three.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's good to have you with us this evening. It is a beautiful Wednesday night, and as I said earlier, it is storming like crazy here in Colorado, so if we get kicked off the internet, we'll be back. But let's just keep our fingers crossed that nothing negative is going to happen this evening. Remember, without any question, it is always your choices, not chance, that creates your destiny. It's about what you decide to do. If you decide to do positive, uplifting things, that is what you will experience in your life. It sounds like a simple concept, and I think almost everybody out there feels in their heart that they're a positive person. And I make the point time and time again, we're not positive. We put positive spin on negative things because what we look for in life is the negative. What we think we experience is the negative. There's, and I'm not sure how well this ties in. This is something I just didn't want to let go tonight because it's, I read this earlier today and it really, it blew me away. A couple of neuroscientists, and I'm not sure where they are from. They were, they're from MIT's Pikower Institute for Learning and Memory, two researchers. And they were doing some research on a specific memory circuit in the brain, and they were, of course, were working on mice. They weren't working with people. But what they did, the neuroscientists know that memories are actually, they're groups of brain cells, and they're linked by especially strong chemical connections that make recalling, and recalling a memory involves finding and activating a specific group. It's important for our brains, I guess, to know that some memories are similar to each other, and then we diversify them according to, I guess we get into a category and then diversify them. And there is, I think the mechanism for that is the pattern separation circuit. And they believe that the feeling of deja vu, which we've all had, you know, that chilling feeling that you've been here before, that feeling comes from a misfiring of the pattern separation circuit. And so a new experience that's merely similar to an older one seems identical. Their claim is that it doesn't happen very often to most people. I think that's probably right. But intriguingly here, some people with epilepsy have the experience, that deja vu experience, all the time. And epileptic seizures really involve a random firing of neurons in the temporal lobes, which include the hippocampus. And the hippocampus is where this memory center is located. People with epilepsy-induced deja vu feelings usually don't experience that same disturbing eeriness that's common to the rest of us. And that difference, these guys say, support their theory that what they're thinking is a strange feeling that comes from the conflict between two parts of the brain. There's the neocortex is aware of the fact that you've never been in this situation before, while the hippocampus is telling you that, yes, you have. And the reason I'm telling you this whole story is because these guys are claiming that a fuller understanding of how the hippocampus works might lead to the creation of drugs that would strengthen the pattern recognition circuit, which could help people overcome fearful memories that are triggered by associations with familiar-seeming places, things like the dentist office. Now, of course, there's a flip side to that, and there always is. If you strengthen that circuit too much, you might get the opposite effect, which is called jamais vu, in which you get the eerie feeling that you've never been in a situation before, even though you absolutely know otherwise that you have been. So, the purpose of the story is they're trying to develop, or the direction of this is to develop drugs. To develop a drug that would strengthen the pattern recognition circuit. Now, I'm here to tell you that if you have fears, if you have these deja vu feelings about, not even deja vu feelings, if you've got fear feelings around the dentist, or if there are thoughts in your head that are from memory causing you distress, and pretty much all of your distress comes from your memories because it's all that default thinking from your past, if that's where you're at, needing drugs is like the farthest thing from the truth. We keep in this society, the medical profession keeps pumping us full of stuff to try and cure simple ills, if you will, and they're really not ills. It's instead of disease, it would be the dis-ease that metaphysicians like myself talk about, but it would be a situation of retraining your brain, rewire the circuits. And the way you do that, when they talk in this article about these particularly strong chemical connections, those are the chemical connections between neurons that we have talked about before that create that neural net of your brain. And if you have default thinking that is relatively, quotes, negative, and if you've got fear, obviously it's negative, okay, if we can create new neural connections simply by thinking new thoughts. That's someplace where not all of us are clear. We don't know how we can get to that point. Let me tell you right here and now, that's what I coach on, is how to get yourself clear on those thoughts, get yourself clear on rewiring your brain, making new circuits and disconnecting those old ones. And if you stop using them, they disconnect. It's because that we continue to use over and over and over again the same thoughts, that 80 to 85% of every thought we have every day that is from yesterday, the day before, last month, last year, whatever, we can change those just simply by creating new thoughts. And that is definitely, that's not new agey stuff. That is real live science. So we're going to take a break right here. This is Ken Ludwig. This is What We're Thinking About. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking when everybody screams. In every new election, we reach another low. But unless we work together, where do we think we'll go? Well, we used to have Walter Cronkite for a half hour every day. Now it's 24/7 red alert. News folks won't go away, and they plant those pictures in our minds like a billion nasty weeds, till it makes it hard for us to find some place to plant our seeds. And it might just be the off switch is the best control of all, 'cause there ain't no TV hero gonna catch you when you fall. It's what you're thinking about.
It's what we're thinking about.
what we're thinking about.
It's what we're thinking about. That's for sure. It is absolutely what we're thinking about, and that's what we're always talking about, because it is what we're thinking about that makes all the difference in our lives. My one of my favorite people to quote is Dr. Roger Teel, who I don't think I've ever described, really, is the senior minister at Mile High Church in Lakewood, Colorado. And his quote here is, "To allow serendipity to guide you, adopt an unwavering positive expectancy for something better." Wow, that's like it in a nutshell, gang. If you want to have the serendipity working, when that, and what that is really is all that confluence of events that you think are all these incredible circumstances, all these incredible coincidences, that's the word I'm looking for, that are happening, when good things are happening to you, when you're in the flow and you've got all these coincidences working for you and everything seems perfect. It really is that serendipity guiding you. And you will notice that if you have an unwavering and positive expectancy for the good and the better to always be happening to you, you will, without any doubt, start to notice that serendipity happening more and more often in your life. And as it happens more and more often, then you will start to notice it more and more often. And, of course, then the cycle just continues. It's all about what you are thinking about. Because if you look at what life is doing to so many of us now, and I don't put everybody in this category. I don't want to make this sound like a downer show, because it's not what I mean. The society we live in, the way things are put together, the way it's structured, we are so bombarded with the negative, in particular by the media and by the government. We are so bombarded by the negative, it's very easy to fall into a mentality of expecting the worst. The worst, or expecting the other shoe to drop, or expecting Murphy's Law, that whatever bad can happen will happen. And I think that we are creating a society for ourselves where lots and lots of people get so caught up in that they just kind of throw up their hands. And those are the people who feel that there are all these conspiracies around, who feel that everybody else is in control but them, because they're caught up, as I've said before, in the wake of other people's creation. And whether other people's creation is good or bad, it really doesn't matter where you're concerned, because people really aren't creating for you. They're creating for themselves. So you are still going to get caught up in the wake of it, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. A lot of times that's just your judgment of it. The truth is that if you make the choices, then you don't have to worry about that, because then you start moving forward in a positive direction and let the people who are worried about the conspiracies and so forth get caught up in the wake of your creation. We get too often, while we are looking to better our lives, even people who've made the decision, they've made the conscious choice, okay, I'm not living this way anymore. I'm not living in the negative. I'm not listening to the naysayers. I'm not going to listen to the voices in my head, the people who tell me I can't, I won't, I shouldn't. I'm going to start moving forward and have a better life, a more complete experience and expression of this life that the divine has given me. And too often, because of a lifetime of living in this, quote, other world, we wind up getting caught in our attachments. Everything that causes us pain in this world, everything that causes us suffering in this world, is an attachment of some kind. It is something we just consciously or unconsciously or subconsciously refuse to let go of. It's the things we worry about. Haddon Robinson said, "What worries you masters you." In A Course in Miracles, it says, "Only your mind can produce fear." And Napoleon Hill said, "Worry is a state of mind based on fear." And I absolutely, another expression that I love is, fear is the interest we pay on a debt. I'm sorry, worry is the interest we pay on a debt that we probably don't even owe. The worry, the fear, the pain, the suffering of life is all about our attachments. It is the things that we refuse to let go of. It's the things that we can't let go of. And invariably, they're experiences of our life. Some of the more painful experiences of our life, the deaths of loved ones, the ending of relationships, the loss of a job that we didn't want to lose, or an uncomfortable way we lost it. All of those, quotes, negative things that happen to us, and truly, they are only negative in our own minds, but if they're negative enough that they create these roadblocks in our heads, and unless we learn to loosen the attachment and then let it go, they're going to be stumbling blocks for the rest of our lives. There's for those of you out there who maybe saw the movie The Devil's Advocate with Al Pacino and Keanu Reeves, as a scene near the end of the movie where Pacino is doing one of his patented rants, and he's talking to Keanu Reeves, and he's talking about guilt, and he says guilt is like a bag of bricks. All you have to do is put it down. And that is so very true of all of our attachments, of all of the things that keep us stuck in life, the fear, the guilt, the thoughts of lack and limitation, our thoughts of blaming and resentment, our thoughts of victimhood. Those are all things that are akin to that bag of bricks, and all we have to do is put them down. Now, here's the unfortunate scenario, is that too often we have no idea how to let go of our grip. And I want to be very clear about this, that it's not necessarily an easy thing to do. The process itself is probably pretty simple, but getting to it, and once you put it down, not bending down again to pick it up, that's the hard part. That's the part that requires my two favorite things, discipline and practice. And I'm going to step into what I do for a living for a minute, because as a coach, I find everyone, and let's talk about business just because it's the easiest thing for me to talk about. I don't care if you're a brand new entrepreneur, if you're a modestly successful entrepreneur, or if you're a very successful entrepreneur, there is a point or different points in different scenarios where you are stuck. And you don't know why you're stuck, and you don't know how to get out from being stuck. And almost invariably, there is somewhere a bag of bricks that you could put down, and you don't know how to release your grip. Or like I said a little bit ago, if you get to release your grip, you don't know how to not bend down and pick up that bag of bricks again. It's one of the things that I deal with in my coaching practice. One of the things that I have been working on, I am using this new technology that's very similar to what we're talking about here with that article about the deja vu feeling and the neural connections. I am using this technology around rewiring your brain, changing the way you think. Now, that's, to some people sounds, wow, that should be pretty easy. I can change the way I think. Well, you know what? You can try, but the chances are you're not going to be very successful at it. And there's a lot of other people out there going, change the way I think. I can't change the way I think. Even worse than that, there's people out there going, well, I don't want to change the way I think. Well, if your life is everything you want it to be, if you are as successful as you possibly can be, if your relationships are all perfect and wonderful and everything is going along smoothly, your kids love you, your spouse loves you, all of your colleagues love you, everybody on the planet thinks you're the most wonderful person in the galaxy, you probably don't need to change your thinking at all. But if you have any variation of that, if there is something in business that you would like to accomplish and you don't know how to get to that next level, if your relationships are not what they should be, if you feel that you could give more, or if you feel that maybe you take too much, or do you feel that other people are taking from you and that you're giving too much, these are all places at which you are stuck. And there is some bag of bricks somewhere that you need to put down. And my specialty is teaching you how to put down that bag of bricks and walk away from it and never come back to it. And it's all about rewiring your brain. It's all about changing the thought processes. You have a certain set of thoughts. And as I said earlier in the show, 80 to 85% of them you thought yesterday and the day before. A very small percentage of our thoughts are new. But I want you to stop and think for a second. Maybe even close your eyes. Think about the times in your life when you have had a really marvelous thought, or something earth-shaking in your life. And it doesn't have to be around anything in particular. It's just a thought. It was a fresh thought. It was a creative thought. It was a new thought for you, and you got this rush, this body rush. Maybe you even got goosebumps, God bumps, as some of us like to call them. Maybe all of a sudden you found yourself kind of electrified by your own thinking, and you went, wow, that's really cool. Well, I got news for you. When you had that new thought, all of that body rush, all of that physical reaction, that was a direct result of a cascade of physical and chemical reactions in your body caused by that new thought. caused by that new neural connection that you created in your brain when you had that thought. And it cascaded through your entire body, and you had this entire reaction to this, this physical reaction. You were physically changed by your thinking. And that is just by having a new thought, a fresh thought, maybe a creative thought. Imagine the changes you could make in your body, in your physical surroundings, if you could have a conscious effort, an affirmative intentionality that I've talked about many, many times on this program, to absolutely always be seeking that highest and best, to be seeking that new creative thought, to be seeking to think on a more positive spiritual level, the things that this show is about. Imagine how your body would feel. I maintain that it's impossible to feel at your highest and best mentally if you physically feel like crap. I also maintain that if mentally you feel down or depressed or not with it, that your body is going to suffer as well. The mind-body connection is a truly real thing. Now, I've talked many times about how we make the connection between the two better for us, how we make it work better for us. I want you to think in terms of success. How successful are you in every aspect of your life? And I don't mean how many things do you have. How much stuff have you accumulated? I mean, do you feel that you are successful in love? Do you feel that you are successful in your relationships? Do you feel that you are successful in your chosen profession? Do you feel that you are successful in accomplishing every day things that make you feel good about being alive? Do you feel good about what you're doing on the planet? Have you done something today that will not only make this a better place to live tomorrow, but maybe 100 years from now? Those are the things to me that define success. Things that I do each and every day that make this a better place to live, not just for me, but for you and for everybody around each and every one of us. That's called raising consciousness in my mind and in my book. And what I work on each and every day is to raise my own consciousness. When I raise mine, yours comes with me. It has no choice because there is only that one consciousness. That's kind of off the subject. What I'm really talking about here is letting go of the things that hold us back. And you can look at it, look at whatever analogies you want. The great one from literature is in A Christmas Carol, Jacob Marley's chain with the locks and whatever else, this heavy chain that he drags with him in death. And he says to Ebenezer Scrooge that his chain was full as heavy and long as this, those 7 Christmas Eves ago when Marley himself died. We all have those chains. We all drag that chain behind us. And I am clear that my purpose here is that you should hear what I have to say. And that if you are carrying that chain, if you are dragging that chain, and again, we all drag it, but to some of us, it's heavier than to others. To others, it just is, it's a big chain. It's holding me back. If that's your thought, that it's holding you back, I will coach you out of that. Send me an email at coachmetosuccess@earthlink.net. That's coachmetosuccess@earthlink.net. And I will set up a complimentary coaching session with you. Complimentary. No obligation. You don't have to continue. Just find out if it'll work for you. I guarantee that you will take something away from the session. I guarantee we'll have a good time. And I guarantee that there'll be something I give you that'll work in your life. That's my promise to you. But the key piece is no one is an island. None of us is in this alone. We all need help. And what I do professionally is help people who are stuck get unstuck. That's kind of it in a nutshell. I think the most important thing that we can do in this life is to lead the best possible life we can and to be as productive as we possibly can in the experience, the expression of life. And in order to do that, we need to include every relationship that we can help and every relationship that can help us. Those who are Ernest Holmes as a saying, those who I can benefit and those who can benefit me are irresistibly drawn to me. If you are drawn to what I'm saying, send me that email at coachmetosuccess@earthlink.net. coachmetosuccess@earthlink.net. Let's make it a point here to stop and say this again. I got to say this a lot of times so you guys get this. Starting this Friday will be the last time I will be on in the evenings, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. From that point forward, starting on Saturday, August 25th, I will be on from 10 a.m. to noon Central Time. We are moving the show to a two-hour format on Saturday mornings, and I'm getting my evenings back. I'm kind of thrilled about that, and I'm hoping that we have a lot to talk about on the Saturday morning thing, and I would like all my fans to join me. And as I said earlier, both of you, please come to Saturday mornings with us. We're going to take our final break here. This is what we're thinking about, and this is still Ken Ludwig, and we'll be back in about 3 minutes.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high walled camps. Left
all
and
right.
Right, it seems, and there's not
welcome
much
back
time
to the show.
When everybody screams.
stumbled upon a poem today, and it's actually from a poet that I learned to love when I was a kid. It's from by Robert Service. Robert Service was a guy who was born in England in the late 1800s. He spent most of his childhood in Scotland, eventually came to Canada, where he just spent a life kind of wandering and doing it, having adventures, and wrote lots of songs and ballads and poems, and they've spread over the entire world. Robert Service is a great poet. When I was a kid, there was a poem called The Cremation of Sam McGee that my father read to me, and I was funny, during the break here, I was just kind of rehearsing it in my head. I can probably recite the first two verses of it just from memory from being a kid, but if you ever get a chance to read The Cremation of Sam McGee, it's kind of a great lighthearted poem. But I wanted to read this one to you. It's called Each Day a Life. I count each day a little life, with birth and death complete. I cloister it from care and strife, and keep it sane and sweet. With eager eyes I greet the morn, exultant as a boy, knowing that I am newly born to wonder and to joy. And when the sunset splendors wane, and ripe for rest am I, knowing that I will live again, exultantly I die. Oh, that all life were but a day, sunny and sweet and sane, and that at even I'm, and that at even I might say, I sleep to wake again. I love that poem. I love the thought of each day a life. Every single day is a complete life in and of itself. And if you stop and think about it, each and every moment is a complete life in and of itself. There is a birth and a death of every single moment. And we continue on into the next moment, always moving forward, always moving through that imaginary time-space continuum, in my mind, knowing that there is only the moment, only the now. But as we move through time, our creation of time, which keeps us tuned into where we are and where we're going and how we got there and blah, 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 as we do that, we are clear that each moment dies and the next comes to life. I love that thought. I love the now-ness of it. It makes us really clear on living in the now, because all you have is this moment. Excuse me. As your identity keeps changing inwardly, the nature of your compassionate act keeps changing outwardly. That's another one from Ram Dass about everything comes from within. There is no place for it all to start except from within your own heart. Once again, we are moving this show to Saturday, starting Saturday, August 25th, which is a week from this coming Saturday. We will be on at 10 o'clock in the morning until noon Central Time. So adjust your time zone for that. That would be from 9 to 11 in the Mountain Zone, 8 to 10 in California and the Pacific Time Zone. And it will be from 11 to 1 on the East Coast. Past that, you're on your own. I don't know the time zones outside of those guys. But I'm looking forward to doing the Saturday show. This coming Friday will be the last show we'll do in the evening. I have opportunities for some people out there. I have opportunities to make some money. To make some money doing something in the wellness industry, doing something to try and create a whole new paradigm of health and wellness, a whole new community of health and wellness, and, oh, by the way, make a whole bucket of money while you're doing it. If you have any interest in hearing more about that, email me at balanceforlife@earthlink.net, balanceforlife@earthlink.net. That's all we got tonight. We'll talk to you again on Friday. Until then, this is what we're thinking about. Have a magnificent evening. It's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money. Some folks want your time. And they all want your attention. And they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. And if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away. With recent